Join us this week for KSMU's Sense of Community series on the front lines, 10 stories of local frontline workers braving the pandemic. Support comes from community partners, City of Springfield Environmental Services, and Mid-Missouri Bank. We know that workers in the healthcare industry are truly on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic, and you'll hear from a hospital worker this afternoon at 4:44 p.m. But there are many professions that require daily contact with the public, whether or not we're in a pandemic. People who work in retail, for example, such as grocery store workers. This morning, you'll hear from Cyrus Beatty, who describes himself simply as a clerk at Meadowbrook Natural Foods on 2nd Street in Mountain Grove, Missouri, a store that supplies health foods, supplements, minerals, and bulk groceries. I talked to Cyrus by phone at the store. We started by talking about how much contact he has with the public.
Quite a bit. The store is never, like, really crowded, but I have one-on-one interactions with people all day long, pretty consistently and steadily throughout the day. We do have a plexiglass barrier up at the front at the cash register, but I'm, up and around people a lot of the day anyway, outside of the register. We have a lot of bulk groceries, so I help people, locate what they want. I bag things up for them. We do work with a lot of supplements and minerals and things, so I just help people find things, talk to them about the product, help them choose, and then I go to the register and ring them up.
Cyrus started working for Meadowbrook Natural Foods in June of 2020 as the pandemic was in full swing.
But I know for my fellow employees that the first part of the pandemic was harder. There was a lot of uncertainty. And so the store actually closed to doing only curbside delivery, so people come outside and call. And so we would have to run the items outside to the customer and do the transactions there on the sidewalk. Now we're back to being fully open, but, we do try and maintain the 6-foot social distancing, so just think it requires a bit more mindfulness, I would say.
The store fully reopened about the same time Cyrus Beatty started working there.
There's been a lot of, disruptions in the supply chain. Things like zinc, we can't keep, it hardly in stock, things like that. There's a lot more personal requests for things. It's requiring a lot more communication because people are constantly checking and seeing if things are here, if we're out of stock, or if other places are out of stock. People are floating around looking for things that they can't get elsewhere.
Not surprisingly, both store workers and their customers have experienced a range of emotions.
Frustration is definitely a common theme around. But I think just realizing that it's hard for everybody, no matter who you are, where you are in this, it just seems like it's been a difficult thing for most people, and you can read that from some customers. You see some who are struggling, and this is a small town, and so, you know people who have been exposed to COVID directly, some who've had it, some who it didn't go well at all. It's a roller coaster. In the generalized sense, there are definitely people who come in who, especially earlier on, are very afraid. There's people who really prioritize coming to the store when they know that no one else is here. There's still some people who will call and ask us to do the transaction outside. It's very real, and it's just being aware of that, because not everyone treats it with the same level of, I don't want to say seriousness or, intensity, I guess. And so just being really aware of that and mindful of that and looking out for the people who are really concerned.
Cyrus Beatty talked about his own sense of personal risk when it comes to interacting with the public.
It does put me, at a higher risk just by being around people in close proximity on a regular basis and at a spot where people go to get medicines and remedies. So, yeah, it does put me at risk a little bit. For myself, I don't feel as worried, a bit more so for my parents. And I know that one of my coworkers, she has a family member who works at a retirement home. And so, they're very conscientious about limiting their contact and, you know, making sure that they're not spreading the virus.
Well, have your family members expressed any concerns about the fact that you're having to do this job?
They seem to understand. I mean, they're concerned, but I don't want to have an option. It seems to be very hard on everybody, you know, and that we really are all in this together. And it's going to be wonderful whenever it's done. I'll say that.
Cyrus Beatty, a clerk at Meadowbrook Natural Foods in Mountain Grove, Missouri, talking with us about how he, his coworkers, and their customers are dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. For the KSMU Sense of Community series, I'm Randy Stewart. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series is provided by City of Springfield Environmental Services and Mid-Missouri Bank.